Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
What is the proper way to get the message across to the Indiana judicial system that something is wrong with the case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi killer? Of course, a writ was submitted just the other week, came back from the attorney general saying, nope, you should have filed an appeal. And the attorneys turned back and said, no, a writ is the only remedy for this. An appeal is inadequate. What does that mean? Here to make all the sense in the world of it, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. So we have a new chapter. We have a new response now from Richard Allen's attorneys to what we were talking about last week with the attorney general's response. Where does this take us now?
Hey, what's up, T? Hey. How you doing, man? It's interesting. It's at this point, finally, because we had the response from the attorney general, we had the response from Judge Gull and her attorney, and then we had a reply from Kara Weineke and Mark Lehman, who are the relator, Richard Allen's attorneys. And kind of after you read through it all, you know, there's a couple things that are going to have to get addressed by the Supreme Court of Indiana. And first and foremost, they're going to have to decide whether or not Gull's argument that they didn't take that critical step, that being what they call an interlocutory appeal, they skipped that step and went right to the Supreme Court of Indiana. And of course, Gull's position is that because of that procedural hurdle, that they did not clear in their estimation, that it shouldn't even get to the merits, that it should just be rejected based on that alone. They clearly think that was the strongest argument, because you can always tell in terms of when you're reading briefs or responses, you know, typically the strongest argument is going to be the first argument that you read. And as they get weaker throughout the document, that's, you know, your weakest will typically be your last or maybe your second to last, depending. I've seen some lawyers, you know, stick their best or second best argument last, kind of leave the whoever's going to be ruling on it, whether it's the judge or the appellate court, or in this case, the Supreme Court, you know, with a strong argument as opposed to a weak one. But if they do find, the Supreme Court of Indiana finds that that the reply from Kara and the relator was persuasive, mm-hmm. in the sense that essentially what you said, where they're arguing, look, that wasn't a remedy for us. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do that. And the reason that we couldn't do it is because Richard Allen's attorneys had been removed from the case. And how can two attorneys that are no longer a party to the case file an interlocutory appeal, which is an excellent question. Mm-hmm. You know, because that basically leaves a situation where Richard Allen then has to try to go to his subsequent counsel that has been appointed by Judge Gull, handpicked from her county, and ask them, hey, you know, I'm sure you guys are great lawyers, but the bottom line is I want my old attorneys back. So I'm asking you guys to file an interlocutory appeal seeking to bring my old attorneys back and knocking you guys out of the case. And just the concept of that is kind of hard to grapple with because, I mean, we can't pretend that this type of case isn't a career maker. You know, no matter how long you've been trying cases, you get a case like this, that's this high profile, where you potentially have an actually innocent client in a case that's this high profile. It's a big case, you know, it's the kind of case that defense attorneys want to get, and they're not going to be, you know, very excited or willing to knock themselves off the case, you know, because ultimately, you know, that conflict for those attorneys is real. You know, mm-hmm. because they have to do what their client wants them to do. You know, sure. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think that it would be a big ask, but it would be something that they would have had to have done, mm-hmm. at least theoretically.
Yeah.
Whether or not they would have said, oh, well, we just don't have time to do it. You know, we only have a couple of days. There's no way we could get it done. And the other issue is, would Allen have been able to even get notice to his lawyers that he wanted that done? Would he know to ask them to get that done for him?
Sure.
You know, those are all things. So my hope is that it makes it to the merits. My hope is that the Supreme Court is going to rule on the merits, and whether or not Judge Gull acted within her discretion to remove them. You know, if her discretion and what she viewed as that gross negligence thing that she used, mm-hmm. You know, if what she claims amounted to that, and if it did, in their estimation, does it outweigh Richard Allen's right to counsel, his Sixth Amendment right to choose his own counsel? Mm-hmm. So those are the things that are ultimately going to get ruled on, you know, but hopefully we get to it.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what will happen is if they kick it back, and say, well, you know, you guys, you did skip that one, what they call condition precedent by, you know, not by failing to file that interlocutory appeal. So we're not going to even get to the merits of the case, and they kick it back. Then, you know, Richard Allen's stuck with his two attorneys.
Can they go backwards? Can they go backwards and do the interlocutory appeal at this point, or because they skipped that step, is it like null and void? Can they make a corrective action here at this point?
Well, I had suggested to Kara, the attorney, because I've you know, I've been trying to help them, mm-hmm. You know, as a member of the defense bar, at least, and also since I've been present at all the hearings, you know, to try to supply them with information in terms of what have I observed and things of that nature at the hearings. And, you know, we brought that up to her, mm-hmm. You know, did she, do we think that it might be a good idea just in case, you know, and we had given her, you know, that concept of possibly doing that prior to Gull's response being filed, because we had kind of foreseen that that might be the argument that they would come with. And their feeling was that they felt pretty comfortable with their argument that that was not an available remedy to them, being the interlocutory appeal, for the reasons I basically just stated, and that their fear was that if they did go and file that, and it would have had to have been within 30 days of the final order, or once they get a certified copy of the order, because mm-hmm. They have to request that. And basically, Gull has to agree to it, meaning that Gull would have had to have agreed to an interlocutory appeal being filed. So, I mean, is it possible that she could have said, nah, I think that she probably would have agreed to it, because that would have been a bad look for her, mm-hmm. Had she declined to basically push that thing through to the appellate court, because that's one of the necessary steps, is that the trial court judge mm-hmm. has to basically say, okay, you know, I'm in agreement to it or with it, and send it up. So, you know, they think that had that been filed, the interlocutory appeal, while this was pending, that would have given Skoyne the ability to just say, oh, well, you know, we're going to pull out of this thing now. We see that you filed the interlocutory mm-hmm. appeal, so we're done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of their feeling on it. Now, if you're asking, like, moving forward, it then becomes a timing issue.
Yeah.
You know, because they've got, like I said, 30 days to get, you know, their notice of appeal on file, or get their appeal on file. And obviously from the 31st of October or November 1st would technically have been the 30th day. They might have an issue with the timing of it at this point.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.